New research reveals big differences in GP coverage across the country, with some counties having twice as many family doctors as others. The data has been published by the Irish College of GPs, and it also indicates that while our population rose by just over 3% from 22 to 23, the number of GPs nationally only went up by 0.6%. Dr. Michael Callahan is a GP in Brough, County Limerick, and is also the clinical lead with the Irish College of GPs research department. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Before we get into the detail, where did you glean the data from?
So thanks, Paul. It's largely speaking taken from the Medical Council recent workforce data report. And what we've done is cross-checked that with our own internal data and then charted it against the CSO population data. And as you said, what we've shown is that the GP workforce is not keeping pace with the population increases.
And tell us more about the disparity across the country which the research revealed. It seems that big urban centres fare far better than elsewhere.
Yes, that's right. So counties with large towns seem to have, without large towns, should I say, seem to have fewer GPs. And it's, as you say, the urban areas, the pull that we see in the general population seems to extend to newer GPs as well. So yes, the commuter belt of Dublin, the border region with the north and the west of our country seem to be the areas, as I said, mostly squeezed the GP workforce in those areas at the lowest levels.
And how do you account for that disparity? Sometimes people believe that GPs prefer working in larger practices in urban centres because the working hours are going to be more regular. Is that true?
Correct. I think there's certainly an element of truth there. And indeed, that is what we see and hear from our younger GPs as we speak to them. The challenges of working in more rural practices are, you know, there are many. And I suppose there are a few key challenges that the Irish College of GPs are keen that we fix. And as you said, the working arrangements and indeed things as simple as holiday cover and indeed out of hours commitments, which all GPs are, you know, we commit to looking after our patients 24/7, 365. These on-call commitments are harder when there is fewer GPs around to help. So yes, absolutely. And it's also to do with the supportive environment of working in a group practice. But we do know there are, you know, 400 or so single-handed GPs in Ireland. So yeah, we definitely need to keep a focus on those areas and indeed try and see what we can do to encourage younger GPs to consider working in these areas.
If our population is increasing, but the number of new GPs entering the workforce is not keeping pace, does that mean things are going to get worse?
So that could be the situation, but I guess the Irish College of GPs has been warning people about this for years, and to give them their due, the HSE and Department of Health are certainly listening. And with the support of the Minister and the HSE, we've more than doubled GP trainee numbers. So I know the data that we're looking at here shows that we have a deficit in many areas. We currently have over 1,000 GP trainees in the programme. 10 years ago, there was 155 training places. This year, there were 350. And this is a huge step in the right direction. But as GPs spend at least 4 years in training, this will take some time to increase the GP workforce on the ground.
Just one last question. Does the data make any connection between a GP deficit in a county and poor health outcomes for patients?
And that is the ultimate question, Paul. And I suppose what I'd say is that not with this current data set, but I guess to give the Medical Council credit here, this is a move. And in the last couple of years, the Medical Council are sharing data more openly, as are we in the Irish College of GPs. And this is a move to better transparency and better data sharing, which we will try and address those exact kinds of questions that you've asked in terms of, as I said, what is the knock-on effect for people's health? Because this is all about patient care and ensuring that basic level of patient care that we can meet that. And that is work to come, I think.
Dr. Michael Callahan, GP in Brough in County Limerick, and also clinical lead with the Irish College of GPs Research Department. Thanks for joining us.